This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a very special broadcast for you lined up today. We're going to have Ben Garrison, the most prolific, popular political cartoonist of the last decade, in studio, along with the most prolific, dangerous to the establishment, street artist, Sabo, both in studio. Because his censorship massively intensifies online against libertarians, nationalists, populists, conservatives, and just free thinkers, period. We have to hit the streets now, everybody, myself included, with street art. And that means I want to develop a plan to try to have art that people can print off in HD for free, print off at Kinko's, print off on their own printer, and then put up around town. Or we can post other people's activist art that also have a plan to then sell nice prints of the art to support the artist and then hang that up in your shops, your businesses, as kind of free-thinking outpost. So they're going to be with us in studio coming up in the second hour. Sabo of Unsavory. I think let's put that back up on screen. Sabo of Unsavory Agents and, of course, Ben Garrison of Ben Garrison Graphics. So that is going to be in studio. Very, very excited about that. They're here till Saturday. I want to go out and shoot some videos with them on the street. I want to talk about some plans. Not to even centralize something, but just to try to really sell the public on this being the next level of resistance, which it clearly is. We got to fight for web freedom, fight to break up the monopolies, fight online harder than ever. But we've got to expand out everywhere else we can as well onto the actual streets. The globals are so scared of that. Okay, that said, let's just go through these headlines. Judge bars conservatives from any business they want. That's basically what's happening. Judge bars are allowed to throw out Trump supporters. White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson withdraws as Trump nominee to head the Veterans Affairs Department. We had the number one story in the country yesterday on DrudgeReport.com. Kanye doubles down. Mob can't make me not love Trump. We're going to get into that. 500 million Africans could invade Europe under ISIS plan. Dan Lyman for InfoWars Europe. That's at NewsWars.com. And this ties into The Guardian. ISIS trying to foment a wave of migrants to Europe, says UN official. But the UN's working with them. The rest of the story is coming up. Just like the same UN refugee program with George Soros is honchoing, quarterbacking, commanding Central American asylum-seeking caravan set to arrive in California by Friday. Bloodbath in Cancun, five dead. It's almost every day now. I like Cancun. Too bad you really can't go there now. It's too dangerous. Are found in car at the vacation hotspot as drug cartel or spills onto the beaches, the Mexican resort town. And it gets worse than that. They're having deaths every week now in that area. In many other areas of Mexico, for that matter, where they drug you so they can rob you, but you know they drug your drink, but then it ends up killing a lot of people, including children. They just drug the whole family. Very, very sad. German police invited to erotic bondage session after responding to complaint are invited to join in. That's DW.com. We're going to be breaking that down. 74-year-old Swedish woman prosecuted for criticizing mass migration. That ties in to how the UN is allied with the Islamicists. Pig brains are kept alive without a body for the first time, we're told. It's all 30-year-old technology. And they're implanted human brains in pigs, pig brains in human bodies, and, of course, human brains in mice. And they're creating human-animal hybrids for 30-plus years in the literature, but they don't want you to know that until the last month. Suddenly they're announcing it everywhere. I don't get any calls saying, oh, we're sorry, Alex. You told everybody this first. No, they just say, no, you're dangerous. You have to be taken off air. Macron says he thinks Trump will pull out of Iran nuclear deal. And I think the evidence is there. The supreme Iranian dictator threatens Trump, and Iran's naval commander threatens to sink U.S. ships, create a catastrophic situation if Trump kills the deal. Iran is out of control. We will return on the other side. University offers cry closets for stressed out snowflakes with stuffed animals inside. Yes, I'm not joking. They're teaching mental illness and arrested development. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
To you by InfoWars.com in the hopes that if you're going to fry your brain and body with radiation, that's your business. But for God's sake, let's protect our children.
The United States tested a powerful ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, ahead of negotiations for Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un. The president of South Korea is set to meet in the next week with the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, as well, showing major signs that we're going to get a huge, real peace deal and an end to the Korean War after 60-plus years. So that is a big deal. Let's pray for that. The Iranian dictator, supreme leader, Rouhani, insults Trump as Iran nuclear deal hangs in the balance. Meanwhile, Iranian naval commander threatens to sink U.S. ships to create catastrophic situation if Trump kills deal. That video and the article is up on InfoWars.com. But again, South Korea's Moon set to meet North Korea's Kim at border summit. That is good news with all that other bad news. Iran is completely out of control. And I don't want a war with Iran, but their behavior, their rhetoric, what they do to our ships there in the Persian Gulf is really asking for it. They're asking for another Operation Praying Mantis when their whole major fleet got blown up. All their ships that could be blue water went to the bottom. Operation Praying Mantis. So they're looking for that. They might be looking in the right spot. But that doesn't matter. We've got important things going on here in America. Judge says businesses are allowed to throw out Trump supporters. They said there's no protection for political views. Now, if you're a gay couple and somebody doesn't want to bake your cake, why, you shouldn't just go somewhere else. No, you should get $500,000. But if you're a conservative, well, there's no protections on politics. Really? Okay. And that's how political correctness works, is that you've got all these protected groups that are, quote, protected, so you can turn them into a victim mentality and get them in your little cult with the supposed fringe benefits of being in a group. But if you're a white male or a white gay guy or whatever, well, you need not apply. Just like Milo in that bar over the weekend, a gay libertarian conservative who's Jewish and has nothing to do with Nazis except leftist groups have reportedly paid to have people Heil Hitler and stuff and get that on tape. That, I mean, that's admitted trolling. Or troll groups have trolled him, but...
Nazis don't get out! Nazis don't get out! Nazis don't get out! Nazis don't get out! Nazis don't get out!
And he's there paying his bill. And about, I don't know, a dozen or so people chant, Nazi scum, get out. Yay! We lied about somebody, and we violated their right to come eat at a lunch counter, like they were black people in the 50s or the 40s. So authoritarian. The very Nazi-like behavior they're talking about. But let me just get back into the larger news here. We've got that article. White House doctor Ronnie Jackson withdraws as Trump's nominee to head Veterans Affairs Department. He worked for Obama for 8 years in the White House, was friends with everybody, is nonpartisan, and then they had more than 20 Democrats go without substantiation, claim he got drunk, had a fender bender with no evidence, and so he's had to step down from that. When Trump's friends with him, the guy's a decorated combat medic who actually cares about the troops. We've had plenty of bureaucrats and plenty of hospital heads doing a horrible job. You know, the scandal is Obama let IBM have the Watson computers over the VA with secret death lists that came out 6 years ago where the computers decided, just like they do at the National Health Service in England, who got health care and who didn't. Well, Trump's killed that. He's trying to fix it, but many VAs, even a year later, will not put up the president's photo. They're in total bureaucratic mutiny. And they make people wait for simple surgeries that are 100% operable, certain cancers, you name it, that are 100%, 98%, but you don't get the surgery because they don't feel like it. And they put you in a database of people not to treat. It's well known. And when the hack of the Office of Personnel Management files, 20 million veterans and intelligence operatives and their spouses and their connections, the left all over has access to that database, and they punch into it, and they decide. The communist Chinese that run UT publicly, they have that database. And there's investigations going on they know full well about. They don't even care where they run you through that database, and they have your secret data. And they decide. They've been given the keys to the entire NSA file on you and your family, if you're in the government. How do you like that? That's total penetration. Trump is just death throes of this country, trying to battle back from final destruction. And all the programmed leftists and people are like, no, America's going down. We hate flyover country. We hate better clangers. We hate capitalism. There's an excellent article, if I have time to get into it, about how Coachella and all these big, giant festivals are giant corporate brainwashing scams where people pose in front of signs like Hollywood, in front of designer brands, and people take photos of themselves imagining that they're celebrities, and how everything is total corporate fascism. But the average millennial questioned there in a survey said, I'm a communist or a socialist. 53%, I don't like capitalism, when it is the most disgusting, twisted, consumerist, empty, mindless, hellish, 110 degrees drug orgy. Spoiled brats in designer clothes pretending they're Hollywood stars. There's the headline, the online, the outline. Music festivals are the corporate dystopia we deserve. But they identify as communists with smartphones, $200 skinny jeans, doing the duck lips, doing selfies, and wearing gold chains, and taking Molly, and having sex orgies. Think that's going on in North Korea? They execute homosexuals in China and North Korea. Oh, but you all wear mouse shirts and think it's sexy and cool. Idiots. Your little Islamic buddies throw you off roofs and cut your genitals off. But you like it because you think of it as millennials as getting back at daddy. Daddy worked 60 hours a week. Daddy played golf. Daddy was nice and spoiled you, and you're cucked now, and you want somebody like all these liberal women that are into bondage. Statistically, liberal women are 3 times more likely, I saw a study last week, to be into bondage, to be into being pimped. They want a man to slap them, maybe loosen the teeth a bit, maybe give them a taste of blood in their mouth. They like their Islamic husbands. Oh, liberal. I forgot to cover it on Monday. Swedish women go to the refugee centers saying they want to prove they're not racist. The woman actually said this. The headline was, Swedish woman went to prove she wasn't racist, was anally gang raped. And then she said, I'm still not mad at them. Oh, yes. Stockholm syndrome. In fact, it was in Sweden. It was in Stockholm. Funny, it's Stockholm syndrome in Stockholm, where it got its name. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. It's all coming up today. And the 500 million Africans are set to invade Europe under UN plan. Infowars.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show right here on the InfoWars Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. By the way, as we speak, Diamond and Silk, two frequent guests of this broadcast, ladies that have reached hundreds of millions of people on YouTube alone, who helped get Trump elected, who are funny, who are smart, who are witty, but very sweet, very, very nice, very, very positive. They say we can even protect unpositive or nasty speech. An unpopular speech, but their speech was just two sweet, smart ladies, two black ladies. They're on Capitol Hill. We can punch up YouTube if you want. It's got a live stream of it. Today, Congress investigates whether social media hates conservatives, The Verge is reporting. And what an interesting question. Today, Congress investigates, is the sky blue? Do ducks quack? Do babies cry? I mean, this is redonkulous. It is total war. The head of Twitter says, we have a revolution against conservatives. We're censoring them. We're going to destroy them. That's a quote. We have all the internal videos of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter saying, our main job is to stop Alex Jones. We have congressional hearings from 4 months ago with Congressman Quigley going, Paul Watson of InfoWars was number one at lunch. They said, sir, we saw it and stopped it. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Yes, sir, we saw it. We stopped him and his fake news. It was that a Muslim did a truck attack. It was confirmed. We'll stop them from being number one, sir. Yes, sir. So now Congress is having hearings if bears go to the bathroom in the woods. In fact, McBreen made a little 10-second promo of that I've never seen on the show. Can we? I'm going to get McBreen's promo. I want to come back with that promo. It's just it's a non-audible. It's video. It just talks about, are Democrats tyrants? Well, do bears, you know, do Democrats try to steal elections and have dead people vote? Do bears go potty in the woods? But let's go to the committee hearing right now with Diamond and Silk. Here it is.
Being targeted and censored on social media platforms. Facebook, along with other social media sites, have taken aggressive actions to silence conservative voices such as ourselves by deliberately restricting and weaponizing our page with algorithms that censor and suppress our free speech. These biased algorithms are tactics designed to pick up on key words, thus telling the pages how to behave in ways that repress and stifle express ideas, including shadow banning, which block our content for being seen by our followers while depriving our brand through the demonetization of our videos. Followers stop receiving notification when we posted videos and content. Followers was also mysteriously unliked from our page. Subtle and slowly, Facebook used one mechanism at a time to diminish our reach by restricting our page so that our 1.2 million followers would not see our content, thus silencing our conservative voices. When we reached out to Facebook for an explanation, they gave us the runaround. Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress and stated that the most important thing he cared about was making sure no one interferes in the 2018 elections. But after doing our research, we wondered if Mark Zuckerberg was using Facebook to interfere in the 2018 elections by labeling users' accounts as either liberal, very liberal, moderate, conservative.
Well, he admitted he was for the Democrats.
This is one of them. That's
in the WikiLeaks.
To conservatives. So if I'm labeled as very liberal without the option to edit it, update, and correct the setting, then algorithms are already put in place, which allows advertisers that have liberal.
They label you just like the Nazis putting stars on Jews and pink triangles on gays. This is super dangerous, but they know that. But you can search engine WikiLeaks where Obama and Hillary go, we own Facebook. We own Twitter. Guys, Gals, pull up the headline just 2 weeks ago. CEO of Twitter says we're going to have a revolution against conservatives and crush them. I mean, they're like declaring the war, and then conservatives are like, we think maybe they're doing this to us. Keep going. With diamonds and silk. Or diamond and silk.
Then algorithms are already put in place, which allows advertisers that have liberal views, services, and causes to target me. And you can see the graph on the screen, and it shows clearly that our personal accounts have been already labeled. Diamond and Silk personal Facebook page has been labeled by Facebook as very liberal. Even though we are not very liberal, Facebook do not give us the option to change this label to conservative, making it less likely for us to see advertisement, news stories, and services for a conservative point of view. If Facebook labeled our user accounts as very liberal and got it wrong, how
all right, that's good. We're going to come back to more of this. It's live. It's more sophisticated. It's part of the Chinese global system that's being adopted of the World Social Score, where they just hit a button and you're banned from the web. It's called Internet ID. It's the holy grail of censorship and control. So we'll get into more of this and how it ties into NBC's failing bet on Megyn Kelly, Wall Street Journal. Her ratings continue to fall. Because people know she's a fraud, and they're sick of her. Meanwhile, they have a new Hatred of Journalism Index being reported on. And, of course, Acosta of CNN talked about, it's so dangerous, Trump's going to get people killed, attacking free speech. No, saying fake journalists like Jim Acosta and Megyn Kelly are frauds. Saying that they're full of lies and disinfo is not attacking the press. It's saying you are a liar. You're attacking us. You're misrepresenting us. You're saying go after libertarians, go after nationalists. You're calling us Nazis. Tom Arnold's telling Candace Owens to suck to racist, you know what? You're the ones that are completely out of control. Then you point your finger at us. And you say, we're going to cause violence. That's what my sources have told me. They're getting ready, the globalists, to stage attacks against universities, against media institutions, against the UN, against the Federal Reserve, to then say anybody that criticizes those things are on the side of the terrorists. Get ready for it. It's their next move. Amazing. Now, if you want to counter this, we're going into the storm. And the storm's going to knock down the globalists, but it's going to hurt a lot of us on the front lines as well. So more than ever, InfoWars needs you to hand share the articles, the videos, the information via your email, in person, to go to the URLs, newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, to put the bumper stickers on your car, to put up a billboard on the side of your barn, to reach out, but also financially support, and we make it easy with amazing products. You know, if you don't know about the iodine conspiracy and how the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, other things fill up your glands and really hurt you, and how IQs drop and all the cancer and all the rest of it, it's well known you die without iodine. And most iodine's bound into different compounds where it goes right through your body. We have, from our research, and believe me, I want to find other sources because we're getting put over a barrel. The price is going up from the gas companies when they drill to get it. And it's harder and harder to get. It's DEA controlled and all the rest of it in its raw form. But we have the only one that's 99.9999 pure, and it can go, and your body actually absorbs. It's X2. It's 25% off. It's going to sell out soon. We don't know how long we'll have it. Supermel Vitality is 50% off as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Clinton's corrupt.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let me do this. I've mentioned some of the headlines, and I've drilled down into Congress finally having investigations into water being wet. 2 + 2 = 4. Do liberal tech giants censor conservatives, nationalists, free market folks, patriots, anybody popular they don't control? Again, does a bear live in the woods? Does a bear have brown fur? Well, I guess if it's a polar bear, it has white fur. And, of course, the answer is yes, ladies and gentlemen, bears do live in the woods. And Hillary Clinton is corrupt. And the Santa Claus is not real. And Obamacare is not free. And you did build your business, but Obama said you didn't. So let me just hit a few of these little tidbits for you that we're going to be getting into. Germany, about 6 years ago, banned the construction of single-family homes, saying the family's bad. They want to encourage not having children. USA Today has come out and called for getting rid of the single-family home.
It's right here.
The single-family house, an American icon, faces an uncertain future. And the article basically says it's bad, get rid of it. This is a global plan. So what you see in China and what you see in Germany is the plan here. They want you in big Jeff Bezos-owned, Bloomberg-owned coffin apartments where you pay more for a 250 square foot than you pay for a 2,000. More money and more taxes to them who were tax exempt. By the way, The Guardian has an article about how Jeff Bezos never pays taxes. So even the liberals admit it. But he's liberalism. He'll live in a 40,000 square foot house and have helicopters and private jets and mistresses. He's liberal, though. Ah. Like all the communist liberals and, you know, their rich parents and pulling up in their Mercedes and wearing pacifiers around their necks with big bags of ecstasy. The police let them into Coachella, and they dance around and party and pose in front of corporate logos, pretending they're movie stars, and then are questioned by a major publication, and more than half identify as socialist and communist. They're the ruling class. They don't pay taxes. They take drugs all day. They suck on pacifiers, and then they hate farmers that aren't paying more. And people that work in factories and truck drivers. They're petty capitalists over there. We're communists with our smartphones and $200 skinny jeans. So we're going to break all of that down here in just a moment. And, of course, exclusive. National Geographic exclusive. Ancient mass child sacrifice. Maybe world's largest. But I remember sitting there for the few years I went to college, was as I was realizing how worthless it was, in all the different sociology, anthropology classes I took, archaeology, they would be real politically correct, because that was the political correctness at the time. They'd say, you know, there weren't really human sacrifices in Mesoamerica. That's a lie of the conquistadors. And I'm sitting there, and I'd been to Central America, I'd been to Mexico, I'd been to Tulum and Acomal and Chichen Itza, and amazing sites. And they had the Mayan guides there explaining, here we are at the Well of Souls, where there are tens of thousands of skeletons, mainly of children at the bottom, but also women. They were bound, their heads bashed in, and then thrown into the water goddess. And then they take you to the next place. But in liberal Austin, oh, no, no. Notice the children have their heads bashed out. But let's just go ahead and cover this one now. I think we'll start here first, because every culture ends up with a central government and enough corruption. They get a priest class finally. It may take 1,000 years. It ends in child sacrifice, because it's the ultimate thing to make the population submit. If you'll give your three-year-old up to have their throat slit and shoved into a peat bog crying for mommy with blood spraying out of their mouth, that's Scotland, Ireland, England, Germany, where the folks lived then. The Germanic people did the same stuff. They had bonfires. A lot of times the priest class would demand the king's son or daughter to be burned. It was an act of the priest class dominance. And it usually happened during societal collapse that the priest class totally took over, even from the warrior class. And you see that with the Aztecs and their decline, even before Cortez got there with a few hundred men and conquered over 10,000 people in Mexico City today, known as Mexico City today, there in the Chalupas, that's where the word Chalupa comes from, was the floating gardens. When he conquered the Chalupas down there, he just said they were all begging for us to kill them. because the insanity had been going on so long, and the hallucinating and the drugs and the occultic behavior. But now, exclusive, the National Geographic's ready to tell us, ancient mass child sacrifice may be world's largest. Evidence for the largest single incident of child mass sacrifice in the Americas, and likely in world history, has been discovered in Peru's northeastern coast. Archaeologists tell National Geographic more than 140 children and 200 young llamas appear to have been ritually sacrificed in an event that took place 550 years ago, right when Cortez was showing up, on a windswept bluff overlooking the Pacific Ocean in the shadow of what was then the sprawling capital of the empire. Scientific investigations by the International Interdisciplinary Team, led by Gabriel Fritillo of the Université Nationale, and then it goes into what they found. The work is supported by grants by the National Geographic Society. While incidents of human sacrifice among the Aztec, Mayan, Inca have been recorded in colonial-era Spanish chronicles and documented in modern scientific excavations, the discovery of a large-scale child sacrifice event in the little-known pre-Columbian civilization is unprecedented in the Americas, if not in the entire world. Really, the Babylonians, the Hittites, the Sumerians, they were all worshiping Baal, Baal. The Bible says, give not your children the fires of Baal. There are biblical accounts of, in one night, 500 children put on a hot, burning grill to Moloch. In fact, just type in ancient carvings of Moloch, and they're throwing children onto the arms of Moloch, but the people didn't get the meat. It was all left there to burn through the night, and the fat of the children boiled up into the sky. Of course, Baal's got nice little horns and looks like your archetypal devil, but it's no big deal. It doesn't exist. Go back to sleep. Show folks Moloch. It can be an owl, can be a bull. It's a bull in Samaria, a bull in Tyre. And I, of course, is the first person ever successfully and the only person to infiltrate and get it all on video. But it's no big deal. Just world leaders doing it. No big deal. Doing a mock sacrifice to the children. Different ovens, the Canaanite god associated with child sacrifice. But all the liberals say, it doesn't exist. There's no ancient forms of earth worship where children are burned. It's all a lie of the Christian church. Yes. Yes, of course. So, there you go. When we come back, I'm going to get into the United Nations plan. You heard Macron said 200 million Africans. No. 500 million. And to settle Europe in the next 20 years, this is less, 25, 30 years. And you better accept it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Well, there's a new chapter in the whole Kanye West battle against the thought police, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday we had the top story on DrudgeReport.com, where he was standing up to the thought police. I tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones, Kanye Unleashed. And he said, listen, quit trying to intimidate me, quit trying to bully me. I'm going to continue to stand up for free thought and free speech. I don't dislike anybody. I don't dislike the Democrats, but I have a right to my thoughts and my views. Well, now he just tweeted out, we're retweeting it at Real Alex Jones as we speak, a conversation he had with one of his friends this morning, trying to basically intimidate him. And he said, listen, I love you, my friend, but don't try to use fear on me to shut down my free thought. Exactly. That is so authoritarian. That's what's dangerous. That's what's out of control. So we're going to get to that here in just a moment and then get to this huge news about the UN warning of 500 million Islamists coming into Europe, opening the borders, but spinning it like it's a ISIS plan when ISIS is working with the globalists. We're going to look at all of that right now. Now, before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, Survival Shield X2 is, from our research, the purest true atomic iodine. And that just means it's atomic periodical table system. The other forms of iodine are bound to other substances and go through your body and can even have some unpleasurable effects in the stomach, in my experience. Because we knew how good iodine was a decade ago. We were looking into putting it into a supplement, but every company I went to, scores of them had it bound to types in alcohol, saying it was atomic. It was pure crud. Try to drink the stuff at the store. It'll eat a hole in your stomach. Don't do it. This is the only iodine that myself and my family can take with no problems or side effects. Consult your physician. But you die without iodine. But there's less and less of it in the soil, in the plants, in the meat, in the food. Most of it's bound. But we're running out of X2. We're probably going to be able to get more, but the places we get it are increasing the price of the atomic iodine. Obviously, a lot of it, I think, is industrial sabotage. People try to block us. They try to stop us at every front. But we got an extra shipment in. We can keep it discounted for a few more days, but it's got to go back to regular price. Survival Shield X2 exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The real red pill is amazing. It's got the preglinone, the precursor to all your body's hormones, with all the other key amino acids and minerals and vitamins for total uptake in the body, good for men and women. It's the real red pill. It takes about a week to kick in. Super male takes about an hour to kick in. Brain Force, about 30 minutes, but they're all brain and body. They're amazing. Super male is 50% off. Real red pill, 50% off. You can get them together or separately, 50% off. Get them together, though, get free shipping on the combo. So, it's all there. Makes it easy to support the broadcast and free speech. The ultimate game changer, Super Male Vitality, 50% off. A lot of folks taking advantage of that. We've got the pollen block. Amazing for all the pollen and seasonal discomfort out there. Very proprietary, documented, patented. Look into that. We've got Brain Force. We've got so many other great products. So be sure and peruse through everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let me get back to Kanye West. People sit there and they point out Kanye West has been with Abramovich, the Aleister Crowley witch. And he said he liked Obama. And, you know, there's Kim Kardashian with her. Yes, that witch woman is the god of Hollywood, an Aleister Crowley witch, in her own Reddit, Ask Me Anything. She's tied into the Podesta emails. She's super, uber bad news. Who do you think that these parties, these narcissist parties in Hollywood and New York, this woman is worshipped. She's everywhere. And you got the thief and the murderer hanging on the cross by Christ. On the hill of Golgotha, on the skull hill at Calvary. And that's Jay-Z on screen of your radio listener with her. And one of them repents, one of them doesn't. And Christ says, the one that repents shall be with me today in paradise. And the point is, I judge a tree by its fruits. Even hanging around Hollywood scum, all that soulless, empty garbage where they're all looking to be fulfilled because they're so empty, so they get deeper into the evil, deeper into the darkness trying to find it. I can't even be around Hollywood, be around these people. They feel so empty, so weak. I feel so bad around them that you couldn't pay me $1 trillion to hang out with these people. They are spiritually dead. Now, you don't have photos of Kanye West with her. You can sit there and put photos of them next to each other, but it doesn't matter. What matters is what he's doing now and the courage he's got to stand against us. We're not making him an idol. We're saying we support free speech. We support free thinking. So here's his latest private message on his phone he put out on his Twitter that we just retweeted at Real Alex Jones. Yo, thank you so much. In an earlier message then. Hey, it's JL. I hope you reconsider aligning yourself with Trump. You're way too powerful and influential to endorse who he is and what he stands for. As you know, what you say really means something to our fans. They are loyal to you and respect your opinion. So many people who love you feel so betrayed right now because they know the harm that Trump policies cause, especially to people of color. Don't let this be part of your legacy. You're the greatest artist of our generation. I love you, John, and I appreciate your thoughts. You bringing up my fans or my legacy is a tactic based on fear used to manipulate my free thought. Total truth. He's not even, he said, I don't agree with a lot of what Trump does. He says, I've known the guy 10 plus years. He's my friend. I know he's a good guy. I like to support him because he's under attack to say I support free thought. And there's another rapper, Chicago rapper, well-known, has come out and said, yeah, you don't have to be a Democrat if you're black. You don't have to be anything if you're black or white. You could be apolitical. But meanwhile, celebs attack Kanye West over pro-Trump tweets. Complete freaking lunatic. All these talentless losers have to say about it. I'm not going to even give these people any attention. But Rosie O'Donnell, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, who cares? So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's about courage, and it's about not being cowards, and it's about standing up when you've got everything to lose. But see, he realizes we've got everything to lose if we let this tyranny take over and run the entire planet. Now, I mentioned this earlier, so I thought I'd show it to you. It's from Infowars.com. It's also in the Daily Mail. Open borders advocate anally raped by migrant, but raped by others as well. Swedish woman said she hung out with suspects to prove she wasn't xenophobic, went to the refugee center, got raped to prove she wasn't a rapist, prove she wasn't a racist. And then it just goes on from there. So I mentioned that. I thought I'd show it to you. Here it is. 500 million Africans, that's North Africans, Islamicists, could invade Europe under ISIS plan, UN official says. It was the UN. It was the globalists. It was their whole program on record to invite the Islamicists in. And then ISIS said it was part of their plan, too, and to give them housing and to give them free welfare and to give them all this garbage to incentivize. And then Macron and the UN even admitted in the last month they keep pushing this whole plan to incentivize, and Europe advertises it, and now the UN, 2 weeks after Macron, said we're going to take in 200 million North Africans and kick people out of their hotels, kick people out of their own apartments, kick people out of their own Section 8 homes in Italy and Germany, put 1,000 migrants in a town of 76 Germans. We're showing footage on here a year ago of a little Italian innkeeper on the coast having his tenants thrown out, no pay, and North Africans that Soros shipped in on big old rubber boats. So that story's on newswars.com. We've also launched europe.infowars.com. We're going to be telling you more about that in the near future with our whole European bureau we're setting up. So check that out. Meanwhile, here's the London Guardian telling you what we just told you. ISIS trying to foment a wave of migration to Europe, says UN official. Yeah, and you're rolling out the red carpet. Meanwhile, the very same UN group, Central American Asylum Seeker Caravan, reaches U.S. border. Thousands set to hit over the weekend. Set to come across the Tijuana Bridge, try to force their way in. But Mexico's telling us to take them, but nobody's saying Mexico should take them. See, only the evil El Norte must take these giant third world populations that will drive down the wages and help no one but the globalists further foment the collapse of civilization. And we too can live in the bloodbath that is Latin America. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with several special guests at the 6 after in studio and a ton of other news. It's a revolutionary act to tell the truth. To quote George Orwell, we're doing it. Please spread the live video feeds. Please spread the articles and videos.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of tumor.